accounts of a landholding company tied to the resort. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Albania.
This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A child with special needs reported missing in Gary County has died. The 4-year-old boy, described as nonverbal and autistic, was reported missing on Friday. Multiple law enforcement agencies, first responders, and community volunteers continued their search overnight and into Saturday. The Gary County Sheriff's Office confirmed the boy was found yesterday and taken to the Stormont Vale Health Flint Hills campus, where he was later pronounced dead. The investigation is continuing. No further information is being released at this time. 9 people were injured in a mass shooting in Kansas City early Saturday morning. The Kansas City Star reports that police were called to the area around 4 a.m. Saturday, where they found a large crowd dispersing. A spokesperson for the KC Police Department says all the injuries were non-life-threatening. That investigation is continuing. The KU baseball team faces a win-or-go-home scenario today when they take the field against the Oklahoma Sooners. The Jayhawks dropped the Super Regional opener 8-1 yesterday when the Sooners opened the scoring with 4 unearned runs in the fourth. KU coach Dan Fitzgerald says his team knows what's at stake today.
The message is pretty simple. We're in a Super Regional, and it's a best-of-3 series, and we talk on a daily basis about having to persevere.
It was KU's first loss since it ended its regular season at BYU. Today's game starts at 5 a.m. at Hoagland Ballfield.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jarl and Pamela Moan, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
You might want to take a rain jacket, possibly an umbrella, along if you're headed to a Hoagland Ballpark on the KU campus for the Super Regionals today. Showers and thunderstorms likely, mostly cloudy skies otherwise. Highs today in the lower 80s. Partly sunny for tomorrow with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's 72 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics. From newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPEDS.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning. Hope you'll join me later today for Prairie Journal. Tomorrow marks the 60th anniversary of the F5 tornado that ripped through Topeka. Coming up on Prairie Journal, we'll revisit June 8, 1966 with Bonner Meniger, author of And Hell Followed With It, Life and Death in a Kansas Tornado, and Bill Curtis, broadcaster on the air at WIBW for 24 hours straight on June 8th and 9th, 1966. That's all coming up on Prairie Journal. 11 o'clock this morning on KPR1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR2. Coming up before then, stay tuned for The Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. That's on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Union Station, presenting The Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of the Berlin Wall, now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org.
Mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms likely today. It's raining in Emporia at 72 degrees, drizzle in Manhattan at 72, drizzle also in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
And from Eric and Wendy Schmidt.
L.A. I mean, it's not like New York where you can meet someone walking down the street.
I know. In L.A., you practically have to hit someone with your car.
Join me, Adrian Florido, as we talk about Los Angeles as a character in cinema here on All Things Considered.
All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Addams Family, a musical for the entire family, June 5th through 7th, 11th through 14th, and 18th through the 21st. Tickets and more at theaterlawrence.com.
Just ahead, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. And then stay with us coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. It's This Old House Radio Hour. Is your hard water ruining your pipes, your appliances, your skin and hair? Find out how to fix that on This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock on KPR 1. And if you're joining us on KPR 2 this morning, it's This American Life coming up at 10 o'clock today on This American Life. Not today, Hades. Stories of people trapped inside a Greek myth. That's ahead at 10 o'clock on KPR 2.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, offering care through a variety of morning, midday, afternoon, and evening clinics, thanks to volunteer providers and community support. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com.
Mostly cloudy skies today, showers and thunderstorms likely. It's 73 degrees in Manhattan, 73 in Topeka, 73 in Chanute, where there's a flood watch. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station designed to fit business owners' needs. More about small business insurance is at progressivecommercial.com. From the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at hewlett.org. And from Imaginable Futures.
From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This Old House Radio Hour. We'll also have the latest news from NPR in just a minute and a half. Stay with us.
Did you know that if you're 70 and a half years or older, you can make a tax-advantaged contribution to KPR through a qualified charitable distribution? To learn more, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org under the Support tab.
Mostly cloudy skies today. It looks like the sun is trying to peek out here in Lawrence. A good chance of showers and thunderstorms likely. Highs today in the lower 80s. It's 73 degrees in Lawrence, 73 and raining in Chanute, 73 in Emporia, 74 in Topeka at o'clock.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. From LAist and APM, American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm Jen Largis. Hard water is destroying your hair, skin, and pipes. We'll tell you how to fix it.
Hard water is nothing more than minerals suspended in water. Across the U.S., everybody has hard water.
Novelist Ann Patchett returns to the wild Tennessee home she'd rather forget.
And I've never driven down that road again. Not until today, not until this conversation, I have not driven down that road again.
Most people fix their homes one problem at a time. But understanding your home as a system could save you thousands. All of this, plus we're answering your home improvement questions at 877-864-7460. That's 877-864-7460. Coming up next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A drive-by shooting in the West Bank today has left one Israeli man dead. Official
4-7460. That's 877-864-7460. It's This Old House Radio Hour.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through 14th at Oakdale Park in Salina, celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details online at riverfestival.com. You can reach an engaged and influential audience when you become a KPR corporate sponsor. It's a great way to recognize your business and support public media. Find out how you can become a sponsor at kansaspublicradio.org. This is KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour.
And you could unscrew a large air conditioning vent and take the filter out, and then you would be in this secret safe room full of Uzis.
That's next on This Old House Radio Hour.
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from Topeka Symphony Orchestra, offering tickets for the 2026-27 season, American Icons, celebrating the United States' 250th anniversary, Bernstein to Gershwin, and more. Details at topekasymphony.org. Tomorrow marks the 60th anniversary of the F5 tornado that ripped through Topeka. Coming up on Prairie Journal, we'll revisit June 8th, 1966, with Bonner Menninger. He's the author of And Hell Followed With It, Life and Death in a Kansas Tornado. That's coming up on Prairie Journal in 20 minutes here on Kansas Public Radio.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by True Green, with more than 200 branches nationwide, providing lawn care services for homeowners, including customized treatment plans designed to support lawns through spring and beyond. More information is available at truegreen.com. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by Legacy Box, dedicated to helping customers turn boxes with family videos and photos into memories that can be shared with generations to come. More at legacybox.com. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Mostly cloudy skies. We have showers and thunderstorms likely today. Highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy overnight tonight with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny, a slight chance of rain for tomorrow. Highs in the upper 80s. It's 75 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
For God's sake.
Remembers that fateful night. That's as Prairie Journal continues right after this.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where ticket packages are available for 2026-27 events, including an evening with David Sedaris, a cappella group Straight, No Chaser, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Very much, Kay. It's always useful to go back over it again. And hopefully we'll pass on in oral history, you know, what happened on June 8th, 1966.
That's broadcaster Bill Curtis, who was on the air at WIBW for 24 hours straight the night of the 1966 Topeka tornado. Earlier this hour, we heard from Bonner Meniger, author of And Hell Followed With It, Life and Death in a Kansas Tornado. Again, if you have memories you'd like to share, visit KPR's Facebook page. I'm Kay McIntyre. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's 105 Live with Nick Carswell, previewing some of the great music acts taking place across the state during the month of June. Hope you'll join us for KPR's 105 Live at the Dole Institute. It kicked off last Thursday. Great time, great food, great music. Join us this Thursday for Kelly Hunt and Karen Miriam Goldberg at the Dole Institute of Politics. We'll also have food trucks, family activities. It's every Thursday in June. Food trucks start at 11:30. The music starts at 1 o'clock. Join us at 105 Live at the Dole Institute this Thursday. Hope to see you there. We've got mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms likely today, highs in the lower 80s. A chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, a slight chance of rain for tomorrow, otherwise partly sunny skies, highs tomorrow in the upper 80s. It's 76 in Atchison, 73 and raining in Emporia, drizzling in Manhattan at 76 degrees. The time is 1:01. This is KPR.